On the line now, I have Caroline Bergen Cross from Machinfermagh. Good afternoon, Caroline. How are you?
I'm grand, Noel. How are you today?
Okay, now there's a different twist to Know Your Neighbour. It's the weekend, the 12th to the 13th. Give us a little background to Machinfermagh first.
Well, Machinfermagh, it's an organisation for young people, Noel, between the ages about 17 to 35, who are interested in meeting new people and getting involved in sports, travel, drama, debating, or just to meet people and have a bit of fun. It's about kind of community integration, and it's not just about farming, as everyone kind of thinks. It is about interaction. It's about loads of getting involved with the community. We have 9,000 members over the country. There's loads of different clubs in every single county. In Dublin here, we have four clubs. Treblor, who I'm chairperson of, that's based in South County Dublin. Then we have Dublin Mountains Machra, and that's based in Bournebrina. Then there's Hill 16 in Drumcondra, and then you have North County Machra in Swords. Mm-hmm. So it really is all about kind of integration, about the community, and about getting involved with what other types of people.
Yes, interesting enough about that, I went out and was interviewing some people who were on the protest for against the water charges, and a lot of the communities are actually doing that. And a lot of the people said they've met some of their neighbours who lived a bit up away in the estate or whatever for the first time, and it was great, and they've all gotten to know each other much, much more. So that's one way of doing it, I suppose, is in the protest.
It is exactly, Noel. And like, that's what, say, get to know your neighbour is all about. Know your neighbour, as you just said, Noel, regrettably, with the modernisation in Ireland in recent years, many people are now faced with increased pressures that come hand in hand with modern living. You know, your long working hours, the ever-increasing commute times, and family and other commitments. So people are spending less and less time getting involved in the community-based activities. Mm-hmm. And as you just said, we hear all the more we hear people saying, we don't know your neighbours. And that's what Get to Know Your Neighbour is all about. Mm-hmm. And that's why Machra has always been the driving force for the Know Your Neighbour campaign, because it does show and foster the importance and relevance of neighbourliness and community in today's society. And as Ireland modernises and develops, we must ensure that Ireland's community, that we don't lose our welcome, our generosity of spirit, and our sense of community as well.
Okay, yeah, we still have the reputation, but unfortunately it doesn't come home among neighbourhoods or communities itself. Maybe on a general scale, we're the land of a thousand welcomes, but a lot of us still don't know our neighbours, and I suppose that's something that should be rectified.
Definitely, and that's what the Know Your Neighbour campaign is actually doing. It was launched formally by the former Lord Mayor, Oisin Quinn, in June 2007. And since 2007, Know Your Neighbour has grown and grown continually all over the country. You know, with Treblor ourselves, we're actually hosting a coffee morning on the 20th of July in Harold's Cross. And it's after the Mass in Harold's Cross.
Okay.
Just, you know, a nice cup of tea, a cup of coffee, and a few like homemade buns and everything like that. And just to get to know our neighbours, we're inviting everyone in the community, not just in Harold's Cross, from Bratmines, Rackar, anywhere in the country, if you're around the Harold's Cross area on the 20th of July, to come along and, you know, have a chat with everyone and just get to know other people, to ensure that we do have it. We continue to foster our sense of participation and belonging, support and friendship in the community.
Okay.
So we don't lose that.
Yeah, because you're suggesting, I mean, we're over here in Fingal, that people over here should do that. Maybe if it's a resident association, or maybe just someone, some neighbours listening to us now, take up the mantle and just say, listen, few neighbours, let's get together one morning a week and just have a cup of coffee. And I mean, it's a good way of finding out what's going on in the area as well as being a good way of getting to know your neighbour.
It is. It's a great way to find out what else is happening in the community. Is there other kind of like little groups? You can just have a coffee morning. You could even do a little book club. Again, it's all about kind of like having a different interest, widening widening your activities that you do actually do and widening your community involvement. And like, as Noel, you said, in Fingal there last week, you had a brilliant event on. You had the Flavours of Fingal, which was a huge event. And it was a great day for interacting with, you know, from adults to kids. There was loads of different activities. There was food, there was dancing, there was games. And North County Dublin Mocker was actually involved in that. And it was a hugely successful weekend. And the Flavours of Fingal is always a hugely successful weekend. And it's a great example of campaigns that are involved with Know Your Neighbour and that are really trying to foster that community spirit, that everyone's getting out there, getting involved, getting to know your neighbour and making sure, because especially in today's, regrettably in today's climate, you know, people do need the support of your neighbours, and it's great to be able to go down to Mary down the road and just even have a chat if there is something worrying you, because a problem shared is sometimes a problem solved.
Okay, and also you want to extend it a little bit more as well to help the people who have gone away, maybe Know Your Neighbours abroad as well. So tell me what way you can do that. Skyping, I suppose, is one way.
Skyping is definitely one way. Like with technology nowadays, definitely it makes it a lot easier for us to connect to our diaspora abroad. And there's a lot of Mocker groups who have organised a Skype call and a Skype chat with people who have just moved away, say have emigrated to Canada or Australia. Also what they're trying to do is, you know, bring back pen writing. So like just writing letters, then also kind of like doing collages with scrapbooks and everything like that, and sending over books of showing, well, this is how we're fostering and this is what we've done in the community the past few years since you've been gone, but obviously we've missed you, but this is how the community has developed as well. But it's making sure through those, using those mediums like Skype, that we are still staying connected, that we are still getting in, that we are still making sure that we're involved with each other, that we're not forgetting those who have regrettably had to emigrate away.
Okay, now people can look up macra.ie, M-A-C-R-A, macra.ie. But you want to sort of feedback from people as well by text?
Yeah, we do.
You want to register the event? Yeah, go on.
No, sorry, Noel.
No, I'm saying you want...
to register...
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, we keep talking over each other. to register your Know Your Neighbour campaign. So if you have a Know Your Neighbour campaign and you want to register it, just send your name and your address to 51444, or you can email info@knowyourneighbour, which is all one word, .ie, or you can even visit our website, which is www.knowyourneighbour.ie as well. And there's also a number that you can call. It's a Dublin number, so it's 01-4268-915. And there's loads of campaigns all over the country. It's not just in Dublin. It's in every single county in the country and probably in every single town as well.
Yeah, can I have that? Sorry, Caroline, can I have that number off you again?
Yeah, of course not. It's 01-4268-915.
Okay. And that's the feedback you want. But 9 years ago now, congratulations. And it looks like it's building and building and building as the years go on.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. And it's great to see that it has acted as a catalyst for increased interaction between the neighbours. And it's great that we have actually big names that are supporting it, from former Lord Mayor Oisin Quinn to President Higgins. He's with full support for this campaign. He understands and he appreciates the need to foster the sense of community spirit, the sense of participation, the sense of belonging, and especially, as you said, Noel, earlier, when you are abroad, it's great to know that there is somebody else from, say, Dublin that's down the road that you're able to have a chat about about the GAA match or something like that. And it's about connecting those people as well.
Okay, listen, Caroline, thank you very much for continued success with Know Your Neighbour, and I'll give you all them details again later on. Thank you very much. That's Caroline Bergen Cross from Machnan and Fermanagh. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Noel. Thank you.
Bye. And that's the number is again, or you can look up Mocra, M-A-C or Mocra.ie, and the number is 01-4268-915 for all the information. Know Your Neighbour. It's a great idea. It really is a great idea. So take part. Do take part.